Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, October 25. Coming up, government commits to comply with international best practices through special economic zone regime. Senate passes amendments to National Insurance Act, and National Security Policy Coordination Unit recommends increased use of technology to safeguard Jamaica's borders. The details after the break.
Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 29, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 29, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is to fast-track business, legal and tax reforms to align with international best practices as part of efforts to spur inclusive and sustained growth. He says the Special Economic Zone SEZ is one of the initiatives implemented to signal Jamaica's commitment to being internationally compliant. A Special Economic Zone is an area where businesses can operate for export and increase foreign exchange earnings. New and existing businesses will qualify for the SEZ based on their generation of exports and foreign exchange earnings.
The charge to the authority is that you must remain faithful to the principles that are set out in government policy and the principles in the legislation itself governs the free zone. And I will be looking very carefully at what is approved and what is given benefits under the free zone to make sure that they comply.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the recently held Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation retreat. The Senate recently passed amendments to the National Insurance Act, enabling the government to administer timely adjustments of National Insurance Scheme NIS benefits for pensioners and other beneficiaries. The bill, which was unanimously passed without further revisions, follows the House of Representatives' approval of the amendments in September. A recent evaluation proposed that the NIS structure be reviewed every 3 years, down from the 5 years as stipulated by law. Under the new regime, effective evaluation and analysis will be conducted frequently to ascertain the fiscal state of the NIS. Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the NIS is an important part of Jamaica's social safety net. She assures that weaknesses identified in its structure will be corrected.
Shortening the review period will ensure closer monitoring of the fund, enable assessment of the effectiveness of the reform measures as they are undertaken, provide a better opportunity to identify the need for intervention and thereby facilitate the implementation of timely interventions, and provide greater transparency and accountability.
The NIS, governed under the National Insurance Act, is administered as a contributory scheme. It is financed by the National Insurance Fund and provides several benefits. Executive Director of the National Security Policy Coordination Unit, NSPCU, in the Cabinet Office, Jacinth Biles, has recommended increased use of technology to further safeguard Jamaica's borders. Among the inputs being proposed are biometric identification, aerial and land-based surveillance and detection, port and shoreline security, and cargo security. She says if law enforcement and other relevant state agencies collaborate on how these measures can be used to greater effect, new elements of crime entering Jamaica's waters can be prevented. Mrs. Biles was speaking at the NSPCU's fifth annual conference on border security held at the National Police College of Jamaica in St. Catherine recently. The conference, held under the theme Leveraging Technology for Effective Border Security, formed part of government's plans to strengthen Jamaica's border security framework. And the roadway in the Mona Heights community in St. Andrew, which was closed over the weekend, has been reopened to vehicular traffic. The National Water Commission NWC was forced to close off a section of the roadway along Daisy Avenue and Aurelia Drive after heavy rains eroded the temporary material surrounding the sewer line trench. The sewer lines were recently laid as part of works being carried out under the Mona Sewer Interconnection Project. Motorists encountered difficulty on Sunday when their vehicles got caught in open trenches while traversing the Mona Heights community. In the meantime, the Meteorological Service says heavy rainfall will continue throughout the week as a trough moves across the island. The weather system will continue to cause isolated showers and thunderstorms across eastern parishes and gradually move across the island, carrying rain to western parishes by the end of the week. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.